red, and red suspenders hold up his baggy pants.
"How are you?" he asks. "Toby, you look like you just rolled out of bed. Got some fresh coffee, Otto."
"Sounds good," says Dad. "We'll get these boxes unloaded for you first. Toby, you think you're up for a cup of coffee?" He winks, but I don't say anything. Dad acts like everything is the same this morning when it's not. After we unload the cartons, I swig down a bottle of Coke and look at the pictures of people and the fish they caught posted on the bulletin board. The weight of the catch is scribbled underneath each photo. Dad sits at the counter drinking a cup of coffee, while Fred points out a picture of the biggest bass that was caught yesterday.
5.5 pounds.
Not too shabby, Dad says.
Hate to tell you this, Otto, but he caught it with one of those night crawlers.
That a fact.
Of course, I have to order those from Canada, so there's no telling when I can get them. They aren't as handy as getting hold of you and your Tennessee brown nose babies. The young man who caught that bass got back from Vietnam last month. Won't hardly speak to anyone. His dad said when he landed in San